The Safe Body Bubble Adventure.
Watch till the end to listen to the special song that Chloe and friends have for you. It was a bright, sunny day, and Moon and Krish were laughing and running around the garden. But wait, what's that sparkle in the sky? Can you guess who's coming? It's Chloe, the friendly unicorn. She always brings magical adventures. Let's see what she's got today. Hello, Moon. Hello, Krish. Today, we're going on a special adventure to learn about our safe bubbles. Have you ever imagined an invisible bubble that protects you? Let's find out more.
Oh, what's a safe bubble?
A safe bubble is a magical, invisible bubble that protects you. It's all around you and helps keep your body safe. And guess what? Only you get to decide who can come inside.
So, is it like a magic shield?
Exactly, Krish. And it protects parts of your body that are private. Do you know what those parts are? Can you point to your safe bubble? Stretch your arms out. That's your bubble space.
Which parts are private?
Good question. Private parts are those that your swimsuit covers. They're private because they belong to you only. Let's do a little swim check. What does your swimsuit cover? Those are your private parts. For girls, it's the chest and the area between the legs, including the vulva and vagina. For boys, it's the area between the legs, including the penis. And for everyone, the lips and buttocks are private too.
Oh, I get it. My private parts are just for me.
That's right. Repeat after me, my private parts belong to me. Let's say it together, my body, my rules. Let's play a game called Safe or Unsafe. I'll say something, and you tell me if it feels safe or unsafe. Ready?
Ready!
What if someone gives you a high five?
Safe!
Good! Now, what if someone tries to hug you when you don't want them to?
Unsafe!
That's right! You can always say no if a touch doesn't feel good to you. Your body is yours. Can you make a stop sign with your hands? Try it now. Hands up, palms out, say stop. Some touches are helpful, like a doctor's checkup or a parent helping you clean. But other touches, especially on private parts, are not okay unless they're helping you stay clean or healthy. Let's play another game, helpful or icky. Doctor checks while your parents are with you?
Helpful.
Someone asks to see your private parts?
Icky!
If someone touches you in a way that feels weird, scary, or icky, say no, go away, and tell a grown-up you trust. And remember, it was not your fault. You're being brave when you speak up. Think of a grown-up you trust. Can you name three people right now? Go on, say them out loud.
What if I need help at school with changing clothes or cleaning myself?
That's okay. You can ask a teacher or helper you trust. But you can also say stop if you feel weird while they are helping. Your body, your rules. Say it with me. No, thank you. I'll do it myself. Now let's practice saying no if someone tries to come into your safe bubble without asking. Remember, you're the boss of your bubble.
Wanna play along?
Stand up and practice saying no in a strong, firm voice.
Moon, can I have a hug?
No, thank you, Chloe.
That was perfect, Moon. Saying no keeps your bubble strong.
My turn now.
Krish, can I give you a big bear hug?
No, please don't. I don't want a hug.
That was great, Krish. Remember, if someone doesn't listen, you can always tell a grown-up you trust.
Hello, everyone. What have you all been learning about?
We're learning about safe bubbles and how Moon and Krish can keep their bubbles safe. And if they ever feel uncomfortable, they know they can talk to you.
That's right, Moon and Krish. If anyone ever makes you feel uncomfortable, you can always come to me or Dad. Krish, the same is true about your parents too. We'll always listen and help you.
Thanks, Mom. I feel safe knowing that I can tell you anything.
Remember, if someone ever asks to touch, see, or take pictures of your private parts, say no and tell a grown-up you trust.
Let's end our adventure with a special song to remember what we learned.
My body is mine, I say so. I say no, and away I'll go. I must tell grown-ups that I trust, because protecting me is a must.
I hope you had fun learning about safe bubbles today with Moon and Krish. Before we say goodbye, I have a very important message just for you. Your body belongs to you. Remember, your body is yours, and you're the boss of your safe bubble. You get to decide who can come close, and it's always okay to say no. Know the rules for private parts. The parts of your body that your swimsuit covers and your lips are private and belong only to you. No one should touch these parts without your permission. It's okay to speak up. If someone makes you feel uncomfortable, sad, or confused, find a grown-up you trust, like a parent, teacher, or family friend, and tell them. They will always listen and they will always be there to help you. You are brave and strong. Saying no or asking for help doesn't make you weak, it makes you super brave. You're protecting your safe bubble, and that's amazing. Thanks for learning with us today. If you like this story, do watch our story on how to handle bullying by being assertive. Stay safe, strong, and remember, you are amazing just the way you are. Bye for now.
Please like, share, and subscribe to our stories. Thank you.